Jerry Ramsey stands tall in his white shirt, black jacket, and pants that have a fancy gold pinstripe. But what really sets him apart is his towering top hat made out of felted beaver fur.
The purpose of coming here was to collect beaver pelts to make this hat. It was the epitome of male fashion to have a hat like this.
Ramsey is portraying William McNeil, the captain of the steamship Beaver. He's part of the cast of characters at Fort Nisqually who dress up in period clothes and show thousands of visitors every year what life was like in the mid-1800s at the first European settlement in Puget Sound. This place was never a military site. It was all about making money for Hudson's Bay Company. Its tall wooden towers helped keep an eye on potential robbers. Workers who were Native Americans and Hawaiians lived in the small, dark cabins and slept in beds your average modern 12-year-old can't fit into. Today, the fort is a place where people can learn to spin wool, carve wood, and cook without electricity. John Salico, a volunteer, will show you how to make a banjo from the 1800s from scratch. Salico enjoys the break from the modern world.
If you know your roots, it's like now you feel more like you know the neighborhood. And I think history gives you that founding that lets you feel rooted.
The most striking building inside the fort is a pretty white house with fine china and brocade drapes. It's where the big boss lived. Jerry Ramsey takes us to the dining room.
This room is the center of the whole universe here at Fort Nisqually. This is where business would have been taking place.
Across the lawn, there are still a few velvety beaver pelts on display in the general store as a reminder of why the fort was originally built.
Young lady, come over here. You may touch that. You may feel that. You can wrap that over your shoulder and pretend that you're about to buy it.
For a large part of the 1800s, the beaver built the fortune of Hudson's Bay Company. An area just south of where Joint Base Lewis-McChord is today was an ideal location for a trading post, and that's where Fort Nisqually was located. Pretty soon, the fort grew into an enormous agribusiness, shipping wool, meat, and furs from Asia to London. It had thousands of cattle and sheep. In fact, a handful of historians say the first cattle drive did not happen in Texas.
I believe it was from a place right near Vacaville, California, to Nisqually. Almost 3,000 head of cattle came across Grants Pass, the Siskiyou Mountains, and swam across the Columbia River before they walked up to Nisqually.
The original Fort Nisqually closed its doors in 1869. Then in 1933, the two remaining buildings were moved 17 miles north to its current location in Tacoma, where a full replica of the settlement was recreated. Meanwhile, the black top hat that started it all remained quite fashionable, even as beavers were hunted almost to extinction. President Abraham Lincoln kept the trend going strong, but instead of beaver fur, his top hat was made of more affordable and available silk. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.